Aren't you glad we serve an all-powerful God? I was thinking, I couldn't help but cry a couple of minutes ago, thinking about, several of you were not alive, so you don't know, and others of you were not here, didn't live in this area or whatever, but it's been plus or minus about 27 years ago. Sister Lynette, she was 12 or 13, I think, at the time, was in a very serious accident in the kitchen at their house and was burned. Much of her body was burned profusely. I can't describe to you, I can't use words to tell you how horrible it was, but it was terrible. They've got pictures somewhere. If you have any doubts about what I'm telling you, and the God of the universe touched her body. I don't know precisely how long it was, but much of her body was wrapped for close to a year. It was about a year after this happened that in a service one night, not a lot different than the one we're in tonight, a preacher was here. He was ministering on what God could do, and he said the first person that gets up here, God is going to work a miracle for them. And my memory is that on one of her arms, the flesh had not healed for approximately a year. And she came forward that night, it was prayed for, and when she went home and unwrapped that arm, it was healed by the power of God. I don't know what you may face this coming week, but the same God that worked a miracle for her a quarter century ago is still alive. He's still on the throne. With God, nothing is impossible. I don't know what problem you brought with you tonight, but don't take it home. Take that burden to the Lord and leave it there. Thank God for what He has done, what He's doing now, what He's going to do. To God be the glory. Let's give the Lord a good hand clap of praise. Men's quartet, come on this way and bless us tonight. Worship the Lord with them. Thank God for what we can feel in the house of the Lord tonight.